We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, thank you, Gary. It is 9:05 on this Friday morning. It's the 12th day of March, 2021. I'm John Reed, and you're listening to News Radio WRVA, as we continue our conversations with the people who have stepped up to run for governor of Virginia. Today we're talking to Pete Snyder, who is in a crowded field seeking the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia. And Pete, I'm glad to have you here on the radio. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, John, fired up to be with you on this Friday morning. And, just couldn't be more excited about what we're doing out there on the campaign trail. We have the teachers' unions in Virginia on the run. We've been blistering them with our Open Our Schools message, and I think we're going to crack the code. We got to get our schools open, and I appreciate you having me here this morning.
Yeah, you've been very critical, both in your speeches. I have seen you deliver a couple of these remarks at different events around Central Virginia in the last several weeks, and in your TV ads criticizing Ralph Northam. And one thing I'm trying to ask everybody who comes on is, what would you have done differently if you had been governor, let's say on March 12th, 2020, what would a different strategy be compared to what Ralph Northam has done?
Yeah, look, I would have had a plan and I would have had a clue. Okay. First and foremost, I would have made sure that Virginia was near the front of the line when it came to testing on this horrible disease. You know, early on, March and April, no one had any idea what was going on. You couldn't get tested in Virginia. We were near bottom of the barrel. Mm-hmm. Secondly, these horrific government-mandated shutdowns have just devastated our economy. And look, let me give a little bit of quarter here. I could understand when the president says, hey, look, here's what we're going to do, and for maybe 2 weeks or so that we're trying to figure this thing out. But Ralph Northam has had these executive orders, which are only supposed to last 45 days, carrying on for over a year, and it has devastated our economy. And you look at Florida. Look at what Ron DeSantis did in Florida in April and May of June of last year. Mm-hmm. You had the mainstream media pillorying Florida and Governor Ron DeSantis, saying that, oh, my gosh, this guy is crazy. He's opening up the economy. He's opening up schools. There are seniors in Florida, who knew, and he's a killing machine. And guess what, John? As your listeners know, over a year later, or nearly a year later, there is no discernible difference between the spread and deaths of COVID in Virginia than there is in Florida. Yet the discernible difference is our economy is absolutely in the tank due to our governor's horrific policies. So I would have done that differently. Mm-hmm. I would have made sure that we actually had a plan for a vaccine. You know, we had a president that stood up in front of the nation and said, hey, look, this is tough, but we're Americans. We're going to beat this thing, and we're going to have a vaccine within a year. He said that, President Trump. And guess what our governor said? Oh, that Donald Trump is lying. Mm-hmm. There is no way, and I'm a doctor, there's no way in my medical opinion you can have a vaccine within a year. So we had a governor who actually bet against American ingenuity and then proceeded to sit on his hands and do nothing. We were 50th out of 50 states when it came to the administration of this vaccine for those who want it. That is nearly criminal. We have people dying, and our governor chose to sit on his hands. So I would have actually had a plan. We knew that a vaccine was coming, whether it's in a year or 18 months or you name it. You can plan for these things.
Yeah.
I would have gotten our schools open. We've had over a year to plan for this. The governor has offered next to no guidance and help to get our schools open. We are losing a generation of students. So when it comes to schools, when it comes to saving small business in our economy, and when it comes to restoring the rights of law-abiding citizens, I would make sure that, you know, I don't have executive orders that last for over a year. Mark Herring needs to challenge these things. You need to have the General Assembly validate after 45 days. These are absolutely unconstitutional, and they need to go.
Something makes me think that if there's a Republican governor in the governor's mansion, the Democrats in the legislature will be very quick to remind everyone of the 45-day limit and not let that drag on. If you're governor in January, though, you're going to be inheriting whatever economy we have in the Commonwealth. Even if Governor Northam had an epiphany and let everybody reopen immediately, what would be your strategy to try to get Virginia back to square one and prosper in the coming 4 years?
Sure, John. Look, I would open up our economy on day one. We would, you know, this has been going on for far too long. We need to cut the silliness here and get our economy going. I think you've been very kind to use your platform to help highlight the work and spread the word of Virginia 30-Day Fund so we could have small businesses in need applying and people donating. The Virginia 30-Day Fund was a nonprofit that my wife and I and our friends and neighbors in Virginia started in the first week of April of last year. We have helped nearly 1,000 small businesses all around Virginia survive through this horrible time, and over 2,700 small businesses all across America get through these shutdowns and this horrific pandemic. And, you know, simply put, there's no one in Virginia or in America who has done more triage work in saving small businesses than I have. I wish that weren't the case, right? I wish government would have done more. I wish other people would have done more. Or I wish what we did was not needed. But facts are facts. And I'm going to take what we did for Virginia 30 Day and apply it to the entire Commonwealth. We're going to leverage state government. The private sector, where I come from, I've spent my entire life in the private sector. I'm not a career politician. And who knew? I didn't know that much about the nonprofit world until we started a charity less than a year ago, and we've been the most successful small business-related charity in America this past year. Yeah. We raised $47 million, so I'm going to take my knowledge and experience there. Yeah. Well, look, it's because you and so many other Virginians are generous and kind, and, you know, John, you and I didn't say when people are applying or giving, are you a Democrat or a Republican or a liberal or conservative? Virginians needed help, and we just pitched in. Yeah. And your listeners just pitched in, and that's why we made a difference.
Well, we were happy to have you on the air, and, you know, politics aside, regardless of what happens with this nominating process, you're not making that up. You really did step up when people needed help, and I was happy to have you on the air a couple times to talk about it, and I think you do deserve a great deal of credit for that. If you don't mind, let's take a break. I'm going to come back and take some calls at 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If you've got questions or thoughts that you want to share with Pete Snyder, who is seeking the Republican nomination for governor. Listen, I got to ask you about, I don't know if this is a hit job or what, that came out the other day where there's a videotape of you calling President Trump maybe a racist jerk or something like that. I'd like to give you a chance to respond to that when we come back in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA. All right, it's 9:18 and we're back with Pete Snyder, who is one of the candidates seeking the Republican nomination for governor. Everybody gets to vote this November for governor of Virginia, and that person will take office in January of next year. So coming off of the presidential election, a lot of things for Virginians to think about. And Pete, I wanted to bring up this. I don't know if this was a hit job or what it was. I'm not sure the source of it, but there was a video clip of you on a Fox News broadcast in which you're saying something about you don't have to sound like a racist jerk, and you were referring to President Trump. So I'm not sure you actually called him a racist jerk, but said sometimes he sounds like a racist jerk. But you can bet that that didn't go down very well with some people who are real Donald Trump supporters. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that.
Hey, John, thanks so much. And I appreciate you bringing that up because, the hit jobs are out there. You know, the ad that just played, which was my campaign ad, just sums it all up. Ralph Northam and the teachers unions are furious that I'm challenging them on the schools, calling their policies failed and been pushing. We spent over $1 million to help open our schools and start that movement. The teachers unions have pledged to spend seven figures to prevent me from getting the Republican nomination. So I'm getting hit by Terry McAuliffe nearly every day, and the teachers unions have put a bounty on my head, and I say, bring it on. So you're going to see all of these kind of scurrilous attacks out there. And look, facts are facts, which is I was proud to support President Trump's 2016 campaign, both at the ballot box and with financial contributions. I'm the only one, John, of all the people running for governor who did that in 2016 and in 2020. Now, look, you know, John, you and I know, my wife and I don't have all the money in the world. We have some, but we found the ability to be able to give in 2016 and 2020 and knock doors and do everything we possibly could to help out Donald Trump. We gave over $50,000 to both of his campaigns. And I'm the only one running for governor who had the true honor of being an elected delegate for President Trump at the 2020 convention. Mm-hmm. So the president knows that and is appreciative. His campaign chair in Virginia in 2016 and 2020 has said repeatedly, I've done everything that was ever asked of me and more to help out the president. So look, these folks are trying to distract us from opening our schools, opening our economy, and restoring the civil liberties and constitutional rights of Virginians, plain and simple. I say bring on more attacks. We must be doing something right, John, if these people are trying to come after me.
All right, let's get to some of the calls because the lines filled up really quick. Sean in Richmond, you are first up here for Pete Snyder on News Radio WRVA.
Hey, Pete, thanks for taking my call. So I just want to ask you, we've seen a growing trend with politicians on both sides of the aisle kind of getting too comfortable with their target demographic and too far away from the opposite party that they often leave them underrepresented. So what will you do to ensure the rights of all voters kind of feel protected?
Hey, I love that you asked the question because I think you nailed it on the head. A lot of people, there isn't a room that I go into in Virginia where people don't ask me, does their vote count and are there going to be represented? And here's the deal. The belief in our electoral system is at an all-time low among Republicans, independents, and Democrats. And guess what? I need to address that. If that is Virginians' problems, then that is my problem. And we're going to make sure that we fix our electoral system to make sure that we have fair and transparent elections for everyone. I can't have Democrats thinking that my vote counts twice and theirs counts zero. We need to make sure that every person's vote counts and that they're listened to and represented, and that's why, Sean, we are taking this campaign to every single community, no matter what the race, ethnicity, religion, or politics. You know why? Because that's how you should govern and how you should campaign. But secondly, the basics, the very basics of government fell down on the job this past year. We have a constitutional responsibility to educate our kids, and guess what? The liberals and Ralph Northam just didn't do it. They didn't do it. We have a responsibility to protect our streets and not tell the police to stand down when we have a mob ruling our capital city of Richmond for over 4 to 6 weeks. That is going to change. That will never happen on my watch. And we have a tyrannical governor who has used executive orders to destroy the lives of tens of thousands of Virginians and small business owners. And I'm sorry, that has to end. Anything after 45 days is unconstitutional if you don't check in and get it validated by the General Assembly. And I am going to curb those powers of the governorship. I know so many people, Terry McAuliffe wants to claw back into power because he misses it so much. I want to curb the powers that we have seen coming out of the executive office and the governorship this past year. So
there's some big distinctions
everywhere.
Big distinctions exactly. there. And I'm curious what Terry McAuliffe will say, assuming he comes on the air. Let's go to Jackson now, who's next up. You're on the air live with Pete Snyder, candidate for the Republican nomination for governor here on News Radio WRVA. Jackson.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Pete, pleasure to talk with you for once. I wanted to send you a question regarding the general election this year. How do you expect to defeat Terry McAuliffe with a divided Republican Party?
Well, look, Jackson, I appreciate you calling in and your question. The first thing is we unite the Republican Party. And I got to tell you, that's exactly what we're doing with my campaign for governor. We have, there's no doubt that over the past 10 years, there's been all sorts of feuding in the Republican Party. And we are bringing all factions of the party together. No matter what side of the spectrum you're on, we're bringing Hatfields and McCoys working together for the first time in ages. But beyond that, we are taking, as I said in my answer before, our message everywhere. Elections are about addition, not subtraction. And I got to tell you, in Chesterfield and Henrico and parts of Richmond and in Prince William County, Loudoun County, Fairfax County, and Arlington and Alexandria and Virginia Beach, you have independents and lean Democrats who are mad as can be that they're paying taxes through the nose and the schools in their area are still closed and their kids are trapped and it's destroying a generation of children. We need to fix it. We are going to have the ability to win over people who haven't given Republicans the time of day in over 10 years. And that's independents and lean Democrats. And, you know, so we are going to do something that hasn't been done in a long time, which is we're going to win in November. And that is going to send an earthquake around the country, and we're going to lead our party and our country back.
And I want to get to Chris. He's been holding. Chris, you're up next here on News Radio WRVA.
Yeah, Pete, thanks for taking me. What are you going to do about the rising crime rate in Virginia?
Absolutely. Chris, I am, and so many other Virginians, millions of Virginians, are really upset about this because we have had an extremist governor and extremist liberals in Richmond basically defiling law enforcement. We've had a governor who has targeted sheriff's departments and clipped their pay because they were bold enough to speak out and defend our Second Amendment rights. We have had the mayor of Richmond tells the police to stand down while our capital city was ruled by a mob on and off for 4 to 6 weeks. So in me, you are going to have a governor who is not only a friend, but an advocate for our law enforcement officials. We are going to make sure that they get the pay, the training, the equipment, and most importantly, the respect that they deserve for putting their lives on the line for us every single day. And that is going to drive crime down. That's why so many law enforcement officials are backing me. Everywhere, one from Tony Pham, who is the ICE head under President Donald J. Trump, to the person who ran the largest law enforcement bureau in America, Mark Morgan, who ran customs for President Trump, and our former Attorney General, Ken Cuccinelli, is my campaign co-chair.
We are
going to make Virginia safe again.
A big issue for a lot of people who followed what happened in the last several months. Last 30 seconds, do you have a prediction how the Republican Party is going to pick their nominee? And does one format benefit you over the other?
John, toughest question of the day. Tell you what, I don't know. And at this point in time, I don't care. Whatever happens, from when the plume of white smoke comes from the Vatican, which is the state central committee of the Republican Party of Virginia, we just tell us the playing field and what the rules are and give us some time to go out there and we will win on any single playing field. That's not me being cocky. That's just the fact that we have deep and wide support of all factions of the party. And we're going to win on May 8th and then we're going to win in November. And I appreciate you using your powerful platform, John, and having me on and the thoughtful questions of your listeners, my friend.
Happy to have you here, and I hope we'll talk again as we proceed. Pete Snyder is one of the individuals seeking the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia. You can find out more about him at PeteSnyder.com. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.